I'm disappointed as a Gabonese because he's not a man of his word. Because when he took power, he said that he will put Gabon on track. And then after that, he will give the power back to the civilian. He also said that everyone who is a minister in his government, in the government of transition, will not be able to run. But early on his government, he was the Minister of Defense and the Minister of Interior, even though he didn't stay there long, but he was minister. So he went against the law that he himself established. So for me, it's a sad day, but I'm not surprised.
What are you hearing in terms of the opposition political parties? What are they saying? According to some of the sources I'm talking to, some of them have already begun to line up behind the decision that they are going to support him.
Yes, I mean, like, you have two type of opposition. For me, you have an opposition for and you have an opposition against. And I think that, yes, Oligui Nguema, with his clout, with his power, I mean, he tried to bring as much people as possible and try to make sure that he will be the next president of Gabon. And, of course, what he really wants, he wants to be elected. But there is a remnant. There is some politicians. Unfortunately, the one who is shining a little bit right now, he was in the government of Ali Bongo. So because of that, the attractiveness of that particular individual from the people of Gabon is limited. But he's speaking, and what he's saying is resonating with people. So I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but the way things are looking at right now, I believe Oligui will win.
General Oligui says that he is only responding to the appeal of the Gabonese people because they want him to be president.
I do not agree with that statement. I think what happened is he is a military guy, and in the African Union, on the chart, it said specifically that people who take power by force, by military coup, should not run for president. So what Oligui Nguema did in the last 18 months is to go all over Gabon, spend a lot of money to give the impression that people are pushing him to become president and that he's responding to the will of the people. I don't buy it. I don't think that's the reality. I think he's just doing that for the international community to let them know that, yes, I'm a military guy, but my people want me. So that's what I think is going on. But I don't really think that the Gabonese themselves have decided that we want to support Oligui Nguema. I think that they are coerced to say that. It's good to say that. It's beneficial for you. Then job will be probably given to you. Money will be given to you. Position. And then there's advantages right now to be on the side of Oligui Nguema.
Even if the remaining opposition decide they are going to contest the election is April 12, 2025. Do you think they will have enough time to prepare themselves?
Well, they don't have a choice. The election is around the corner. And they have to stand up for what they believe, and they have to give to the Gabonese people the vision of Gabon. I think it's important for the Gabonese people to have an alternative. I believe that democracies thrive when you always have different opinions, different ways of governing the country.